as we catch up with the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cowboys Wrestling, Patrick Hansen. And coach, a great win for your team here tonight in our boys' duel, 49-19, and really took off after you led 15-3 and then able to take off from there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we wrestled all right. It wasn't the best we've done. Kind of weird night. Like, you can think, like, we warmed up at 5:50 when we started. And then by the time, like, our last kid goes out there and it's 9 o'clock, and you're like, wow, I don't think we're ready to go. But, you know, they did all right. We got behind in some matches, came out with some junk headlocks, but that's why we're the Junkyard Dogs, right?
That's right. And what it was like getting to experience that kind of crowd again, that these kind of duels bring a crowd that you don't see. It's comparable to being like at those big-time duels down at Wells, the kind of crowd you get for an event like this.
Yeah.
What it was like getting that kind of support here tonight from the youth all the way up to the varsity matches.
Yeah, that was awesome. I always love youth night. You know, like, I feel like the loudest the crowd was the whole day was during the little kids' matches. And, you know, that brings a lot of fans in. Iowa Falls has got a good youth program going on, and always fun to do that. It's always fun. You know, I respect the heck out of Iowa Falls' team and their coaches, and, you know, it's always good to get together with them, and, you know, it's always good to come out on top, too.
And you're part of it from the very beginning. You work with the youth wrestlers all the way up. Getting to witness that here tonight with these two great communities coming together and seeing all that wrestling happening from the youth all the way up to the varsity here tonight.
Yeah. I'm pretty fortunate at Hampton Dumont. I'm able to do the little kids. So I always say I got 130 people that call me coach, you know. And the little guys, they're just as important to me as the seniors, it seems like. And, yeah, I love watching it, man. Like, you love watching the fist pumps and the butt slaps and all that stuff. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it going when we expand our conference here.
Some of your top matches here tonight, you had three falls. Maddox Struther got a fall. Colin Bird got a fall. And then Madden Evans got a fall. Your thoughts on those matches, seeing those leaders go out there and get falls, and can't forget the tech fall for Taylor Mailer.
Yeah, and Colin Bird had a fall too, right?
Yep.
I think, yeah, and so, like Madden Evans, we've been working a lot on, he lets people slow him down. He wrestles to his caliber. He wrestles up to good guys, and he wrestles down to bad guys. And, like, tonight it was go get leg attacks right away, and you mess around for a minute and a half. And I feel like I'm nitpicking when I'm like, hey, you can't do this. Like, you need to get after it. And, you know, he hears it at home from me, but... you know, he needs to get after a little more. He did it tonight, and that was nice to see. And Colin Bird was in a dogfight there with the Sanders kid. And, you know, not everybody's just going to roll over and take it. And he put up a fight. And, you know, Colin obviously came out on top. Taylor Mailer had a nice match. Maddox Struther, you know, I don't know what we were doing for the first 4 minutes in that match, but that headlock was sweet. So that's nice. You know, obviously... Luke Showalter could wrestle a little better. You know, I mean, he really didn't wrestle that bad. The Hanson kid's pretty good, you know, but I think I want to wrestle that one again. We'll see him at conference tournament, I'm sure.
This is one of those times of year that it's the hardest to stay healthy for any student-athlete, but especially for a wrestler, because you're worrying about keeping weight, and it's a lot of close quarters where you're working. What it looks like helping keep your wrestlers stay healthy as you push towards the biggest part of the year a month away.
Yeah, we got like 5 weeks, and... you know, we did have 4 or 5 kids sick today, a couple kids out for other reasons, and, you know, that's why it's nice to have a big team like we do. And we all pick each other up, we help each other. You know, hydration's number one thing. You know, your body needs water, you need to put gas in the Ferrari, right? And then you got to eat well, and I think a lot of our kids do that well. We take care of our bodies, take care of ourselves. I'd say right now we're probably in a lull, we're in a little bit of a lull, and I think a lot of other teams are getting kind of stale at practice. Tomorrow, we're gonna fire it up a little bit. So we got a tough duel this Saturday, and yeah, I think even tonight, I think a lot of us are looking forward to Saturday. I know if you heard like Mailer's interview on the radio the other day, he's like, I don't care if we win another duel as long as we beat Clarion, and there's a lot of the kids on our team that feel that way.
And Taylor also made an important quote that I included in my preview of tonight's duel as well. He had mentioned that your team's continuing to put in the grind and that everybody has to always be ready. Your thoughts on that, with that depth, always having wrestlers ready to go when to throw them in there?
Well, like the Bailey kid at 190 today, he's a state qualifier, right? He's pretty good athlete. Madden Evans and him went back and forth last year. Brody Robertson messed up today, couldn't wrestle. Just timing and communication or whatever. But still our 190-pounder. But then I text Tristan Mulford at 315. I said, hey, dude, go grab a varsity singlet. You're going to be wrestling varsity 190. he never even replied to me. And then, like, we get on the bus. I'm like, did you grab a singlet? And he's like, oh, yeah, you told me to, so I did. And I'm like, God, I love that. But, you know, like, and then he goes out and wrestles a one-point match against the state qualifier. He wants to win. And that's the nice thing about them. And, like, kids like Tristan and, you know, height advantage isn't his thing. But, you know, that was a great – this is a core memory. First varsity match, you know, like that. And he'll remember it, so –
Is there an area of wrestling that you noticed from your team you want to take that next step in as you make that push here towards the postseason?
Yeah, for some reason we're on bottom. We're just not fighting hands or reaching back and stuff like that. Just little stuff. We got to get in better shape. Just a lot of little things. We got most of the things down, but you know we got a core group of seniors and stuff, and really I'm going to lean on them to push everybody through this at the end. And you know, got to just the number one thing is keep a positive mindset through all this crap. You know, you get these late night duels, and then you got a Saturday, and you got a Tuesday, and then a Thursday. And if we can just keep our heads, keep a positive attitude, keep your work ethic, you know, the sky's the limit.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you mentioned, a big set of duels coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we got some tough ones. I know Decorah's ranked, West Marshall's ranked, Team Valley's ranked. So, you know, if we can go in there, try to go 5-0, you know, go 4-1, whatever we can do. You know, all I care about is that we have a good attitude, we give max effort, and we keep our heads on our shoulder. And, you know, as long as we do that and we check those three boxes, everything else will work itself out.
Well, Coach, congrats on the dual win here tonight over your rival. Good luck on Saturday with some big-time duels against ranked opponents. And as you make this push here towards the postseason, just getting things rolling here in 2025.
Absolutely. Thanks, Josh. Thanks again for the coverage, and we'll see you down the road.